Hi, what you can hear on the radio in the background is Amazing Grace, and you're just about to have an interview with the writer and the lead actress.
The women out are the writer Michelle Lipton and Wumi Masaku, who plays Grace. Welcome to the programme, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Michelle, this all started because of a job you had as a typist.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I was working at the Asylum and Immigration Tribunal, the AIT, just in a typing pool, typing up the judges' decisions, basically. So,
but in doing so, I imagine you learned an enormous amount about people's life experiences.
Yes.
What sort of detail is in there, then?
Each one is a history of all the circumstances that led a person to come to the UK. So all the details of the case and all the details of their life. And then both sort of sides of the legal argument, and then the judge's summary and his reasons for making his decision.
Now, before you interpreted the law. Before you came to this job, did you have any thoughts about these people at all?
It was something I was interested in. I had no knowledge of it outside, you know, television.
What you might have read in the
papers. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was a really eye-opening job.
In what respect, eye-opening?
Just completely bowled me over, really. The things people do to each other, the way humans treat each other.
Like what? Can you remember anything in particular?
It's kind of, typing up 10 cases a day, every day for a couple of years. You know, the scale of countries all over the world and just religious conflicts or tribal conflicts or, you know, domestic.
But in the end, of course, it all comes down to individuals, to people with
exactly.
real feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit, Wumi, about your own experience, because you were born outside the UK, weren't you?
Yeah, I was born in Zaria, Nigeria.
Right.
And we came over. I was in and out of England between 1 and 3 whilst my mum was had a scholarship at UMIST in Manchester. My case is completely different from Grace's. It was a lot a more smoother transition. It must have been. I know it was traumatic. There was, in the sense that I know that when I was when I first arrived, I stopped speaking completely.
Did you?
Yeah, because you know, in Nigeria, I was raised with my mum, my dad, my grand, my aunties. You know, and my whole family were around basically. And then I came here and. But for my mum, leaving her family, I mean, her sisters and are like her best friends, even now, still now. So for her, it was quite difficult.
Yeah. But you weren't fleeing, mercifully, you were not fleeing persecution, were you?
No, I mean, my mum got a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad came here previously during the Biafra War. He had a scholarship at UMIST as well. And then my mum got one. It's pretty much as soon as I was born.
Yes.
So we had to pick up and...
Well, I just wonder whether you learned very much about the asylum process during that job, Michelle. I mean, did it strike you as being fair, unfair, heavily weighted in favour or against the people applying? What did you think?
It's interesting because I did that job for a couple of years and then I moved to Brighton where I started working for a firm of immigration solicitors who just dealt with legal aid cases. So I've seen it from a couple of different sort of points of view. And obviously at the tribunal, that's supposed to be in the middle, really. That's the point of the tribunal, is when the Home Office and the lawyers are, you know, in disagreement. So I think that the tribunal is under extreme... It's been, to be fair, you know, it's been 4 or 5 years since I've worked there as well, so I'm kind of talking about something which is... But certainly then, the system was under extreme pressure and just huge numbers of cases and people working flat out all the time.
So pressure of hard work rather than pressure to make certain decisions?
The pressure of hard work makes it difficult, I think, to make certain decisions because, you know, mistakes happen and things go wrong. And, I mean, I think it depends on your politics as well because... I was sitting doing that job always on the side of the appellant, you know, the individual, because I don't really I just think when someone's had a hard time, you know, come and stay with me, come and stay on my sofa, I don't mind.
Some people, as we've outlined, are fleeing persecution. Others are economic migrants.
Yes.
And the general public, if I can generalise here, has a rather different view of those people.
Yes, and not everybody who worked at the tribunal had the same point of view as I did.
Mm.
Some people were very vocal about, you know, how they felt.
I think, though, when you talk about economic
migrants
yeah. and asylum seekers and refugees, I think what I find really important to remember is that when I was speaking to some Ugandan refugees as research last year, they were saying most people want to be at home, but home is not a good place. It's not a safe place. It's not a place that you can prosper. And I think that's something that I think is really important to remember, because even though they may be coming to work, they're coming to work here because they can't work at home and they can't provide for their families at home. And I think I find that the most important issue with that is because, you know, no one wants to leave their family. No one wants to leave their home country, really.
Certainly not an easy thing to do.
It's not that easy.
Whatever your circumstances have to be for you to do that and make such a huge change in your life.
Well, let's hear the serial. Thank you both very much. As you've just heard, it is inspired by a true story. And we follow one refugee's mother's fight to find and bring her children back to her. This stars Greg Wise, Patricia Routledge and Wimley Masako as Grace. In the serial this week, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
Okay, that's enough of that. You can hear it on the iPlayer or on Radio 4.